to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, and I'm your host, Edna White. So today, I am thinking about a couple of things. You know, I always barge in on off of our regular Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I usually barge in to share some thoughts. So today is Easter Sunday. And I'm having, a query or a quandary about wrapping my head around the thought of Resurrection Sunday. And what does it mean moving forward? From all of my practicing in different religions and having experience in the apostolic Pentecostal Christianity side of it, it has always taken on the persona that realizing that he, Jesus, is risen, or Christ is risen. What does that have to do with now, moving forward? Because in Jesus's teachings, everything was always moving forward, always was actionable, always was something that you get a lesson, not even a lesson, you're teaching and you're learning in action. He taught as he made example of. So what does it mean to hear he has risen? How is it applicable, not to the astrological or the spiritual realm of what we speak about, or spiritual thoughts of what we speak about, but what does it mean for us as humans on this earth? How can we apply he is risen? You know, I really want some input on that, because I want to understand that and put that into the, you know, a category that it can be usable for me. Because right now, I've lived 29 years in religiosity, in church, in the whole facade of Easter, getting all dressed up for many years. And I'm thinking now of my children, how I abuse them and put them through the bonnets and the dresses and the pants and the suits and the don't get dirty and all of that stuff. And what has it brought us to? Right now I'm in the stage of what is practical that I'm going to be able to live and live abundantly. So what is he is risen? Okay, I have not seen anyone rise from the dead. If it's not, I guess, literal, then it could be being risen from a situation or a problem or a, you know, some kind of tragic, happy ending kind of thing. So he's risen. I'm not really wrapping my head around that. And I think when I left the church and learned how to live practically by shutting myself in for 6 months, learning what the Bible was really about, learning from a spiritual realm, not from a religious or compliant or cultish realm, I was able to be in a better place. And I am now where I don't want to hear the rhetoric, I guess they call it angelic words that people speak. And I'm like, what does it all mean? You know, tell me what you mean. I don't want to say it in English because that's not the proper term. But my stepdad used to say something, make it plain. Speak plainly. Speak so that other people can understand you who are from this earth. Speak so that they understand, but more importantly, that they comprehend what you're saying. So when you talk about hashtagging He is Risen, when you talk about applying He is Risen, my hashtag would be Happy Easter, He is Risen, now what? What is different? What is going to happen differently? What is going to happen in a better modality? What is going to happen in a practical sense in your life? Because this day exists. Now, if we take on Easter, we take on the word Easter and the commercialism behind it, we destroy most of the holidays that's there. So that I don't even want to touch. But in the area of Christianity, in the area of, and you know how I feel about Christianity. Christianity is one of the biggest cults there are. And they're the ones that the biggest Republicans, the biggest, you know, bigots that there are. And we, because we're so wrapped up in it, don't see it. And I'm glad that I was able to see that. You know, it may have been late, but I'm glad that I have. I'm glad that I'm learning that, or still embracing God as the entity that's always been in me, didn't need any cultivation by anybody, just need to be received and accepted by me. I'm learning that being born again is not an act with anybody. It's an act within myself. I don't have to show it to anybody. I don't have to prove it to any religion. And I'm glad about that, because born again can mean so much to people who are in power. And I don't want that. So I ask myself, again, getting back to this Easter celebration and what it really means, I really ask myself about it, you know, what it really means and how can I apply it to my life. So I guess I want to say this podcast is dedicated to those who do want the answers like me and who can be in camaraderie with me to understand or to dig out the good part of what Easter really means and how to apply it practically to my life, not to quote what somebody else says or does, but how I can apply it to my life. And I don't have to publicize it to anybody. I just have to apply it. So if you all are out there listening to me and it's Easter Sunday where you all are, or it's, you know, whatever day it is, you know, give me an answer, be a comrade with me and give me the answer to my quandary over what is Easter? You know, what does He is risen have to do with my life right now? And how do I apply it right now and forevermore? How do I teach the generations what He is risen was supposed to be meant? If somebody can dig that out, if a theologian or a historian can do that, you know, please reach out to me, because I truly want to understand why He has risen and what does it really mean to me? What does it really mean to the human experience? Bye for now.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.